and welcome to the 5th anniversary broadcast of Atlanta Sounds. Today we're going to hear some stories of sounds that you might know, like this.
North Peachtree Way, New Peachtree Road.
And like this.
Faster, faster, faster. It's a lot of pressure, but it's only for 60 seconds at a time.
But we'll also tell you a few new stories that debuted just this week.
You can say ole, like ole, the way you like it, or you can say ole, the way you go, oh yeah, I understand totally.
And we'll also introduce you to some of the people who have helped pull each of these stories together. I'm David Baraswain, the curator of Atlanta Sounds, and we like to think of each story as a pixel in the photograph of Atlanta. We hope you'll see why over this next half hour. Please stay with us. We're going to begin the program with someone who has a real love of the game, and their game just happens to be Australian rules football.
Green is going this way. Eyes on the wall.
My name is Jim Batten, and I'm the secretary of the Atlanta Kookaburras. We're an Australian rules football team. This is DeKalb Memorial Park in Decatur.
Yes, son.
Football in Australia is Australian rules football. And we call it footy. We use a football that's similarly shaped to an American football, just slightly larger. And the biggest problem we have with Australian rules football in this country is we say, oh, I play Australian rules football. Oh, do you mean rugby? And we say, no, it's not rugby. Rugby is throwing the football. We do kick it. We kick it all the time. See that? It was a hand pass, a quick kick, and he scored a goal. Now, a goal is scored when it goes between the two tall white posts.
Good tap, good tap.
Once a goal is scored and they throw it up in the air and two guys try to tap it to their own players. They're called, the big guys in the middle are called ruckmen. And so their job is to get the ball out of the air to a smaller player and he can run on and kick the ball. One of the rules we have in our competition from an American point of view is that you have to have at least half the team on the field non-Australians. The object of our club and many other clubs is to get Americans playing the game. Two of the last three winners of our Most Valuable Player award have been Americans, so they are very good. If you have the ball and you're trying to get downfield, the object is not to barge through somebody, as in like a body check. The object is to run around them, to get away from them. Oh! That player tried to get through and got caught. The ball goes against him. Everybody in the southern part of Australia, you know, goes out in the backyard and kicks footy with their dad. I did. You know, it gets in your veins and you can't get out of it. I'm 56, so I shouldn't be playing anymore. But it's hard to stop playing. It really is.
Yes!
This is Atlanta Sounds. We're looking back at the last 5 years, and in through our door right now walks reporter Charles Edwards. He's also the assistant news director. Charles, welcome to Atlanta Sounds at 5.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here, Dave.
One of the stories we got early on was a fun little story from you. This guy was walking his pig down the street, and you, as I recall, you stopped and you turned the car around and you went back.
I was going to the station coming from a story, and so I'm just driving and I see a guy walking his pig. Pigs on, just like walking your cat or walking your dog or whatever, he's got the pig on a leash. So who doesn't stop?
The curiosity got the better of you.
Exactly. So I was like, I have to talk to this guy. And I didn't know what I was going to do with it, but you don't walk or drive by a guy walking his pig in Midtown Atlanta without interviewing him.
They didn't teach you that in journalism school. I think it was just, it's instinct for you.
They should. They should teach that in journalism school.
My name is Kristen, and I live here with my buddy Beef, and he's a Southeast Asian potbelly pig. The last time I weighed him, Beef weighed 177 pounds.
Beef and his owner just outside of Piedmont Park.
You want to say something?
Say, hmm.
Potbelly pigs are protected by two ordinances within the city of Atlanta. As long as you only have one in your household, if it goes above one, then you're breaking the law. And if they're a nuisance, then you're breaking the law.
Atlanta Sounds from 90.1.
And I was thinking this was going to be, oh, a little nice, quirky thing. Who thinks of a pig in Midtown Atlanta? Who thinks of a pig in any part of the city? And it actually turned out to be really interesting and heartwarming, actually, because Beef's owner had a really bad accident before he got Beef. And there was a lot of rehabilitation that was a part of that. But with Beef in the picture, he had to focus on taking care of somebody else. So indirectly, he was taking care of himself.
Do you have a favorite Atlanta sound?
One of the first Atlanta sounds was of Mike Alexander from the Atlanta Regional Commission reading North all Peach of the different Street names North of Parkway, streets in Atlanta North that Peach begin Tree with Road, Peachtree.
North Peachtree Street, North Peachtree Way, New Peachtree Road, Old Peachtree Road. Peachtree
I don't know how many he went through, but you can tell he went through a lot.
Peachtree Battle Circle, Peachtree Battle Court, Peachtree Battle Place, Peachtree Boulevard. In the Atlanta Regional Commission's 20-county planning area, we found 71 variations of the name Peachtree used for street naming.
He turned to me and he was like, do you want me to read them all? And I was like, of course, yeah, of course I want you
Peachtree
to read them
Crest
all.
Peachtree Crest Drive, Peachtree Court, Peachtree Drive, Peachtree Dunwoody Circle, Peachtree Dunwoody Court.
And at the end he said, I'm never saying those ever again.
West Peachtree Street and Walnut Peachtree Alley. I'm never going to say Peachtree again.
So I like that one because Peachtree is such a name that is a part of the Atlanta fabric. I feel like there was one where this woman is teaching like dance class, like she's either singing or tapping.
Sicily Penamarti.
Yeah.
She teaches Indian dance class.
Yeah,
like
and she's singing. So I really like hearing how passionate she was about what she teaches, you know, because you could also, I don't know what she's saying, but I just like hearing anything with passion behind it.
That was part of a series we did on different cultures in Atlanta, keeping their original heritage alive.
And I think that is an example of what Atlanta Sounds is. I think when we were first sort of thinking about Atlanta Sounds, I remember when you were kind of had this idea sort of mulling around in your head, there were some immediate iconic sounds, like somebody at the Varsity saying, what do you have? Or
the Fox organist.
Exactly. But at the same time, it's also an opportunity to let people hear what Atlanta sounds like, because there may be some sounds in Atlanta that you don't think about when you think about Atlanta. And I think hearing all the different cultures helps to understand what Atlanta is or what you maybe never thought Atlanta is.
Charles Edwards, WABE News. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, man.